Chapter 6. Whatever any of us may have thought about Hatsumomo, she was like an empress in our Okia, since she earned the income by which we all lived, and being an empress, she would have been very displeased, upon returning late at night, to find her palace dark and all the servants asleep. That is to say, when she came home too drunk to unbutton her socks, someone had to unbutton them for her. And if she felt hungry, she certainly wasn't going to stroll into the kitchen to prepare something by herself, such as an umeboshi ochazuke, which was a favorite snack of hers, made with leftover rice and pickled sour plums soaked in hot tea. Actually, our Okia wasn't at all unusual in this respect. The job of waiting up to bow and welcome the geisha home almost always fell to the most junior of the cocoons, as the young geisha in training were often called. And from the moment I began taking lessons at the school, the most junior cocoon in our Okia was me. Long before midnight, Pumpkin and the two elderly maids were sound asleep on their futons, only a meter or so away on the wood floor of the entrance hall, but I had to go on kneeling there, struggling to stay awake until sometimes as late as 2 o'clock in the morning. Granny's room was nearby, and she slept with her light on, and her door opened a crack. The bar of light that fell across my empty futon made me think of a day, not long before Satsu and I were taken away from our village, when I'd peered into the back room of our house to see my mother asleep there. My father had draped fishing nets across the paper screens to darken the room, but it looked so gloomy I decided to open one of the windows, and when I did, a strip of bright sunlight fell across my mother's futon and showed her hand so pale and bony. To see the yellow light streaming from Granny's room onto my futon, I had to wonder if my mother was still alive. We were so much alike, I felt sure I would have known if she'd died, but of course, I had no sign one way or the other. One night, as the fall was growing cooler, I had just dozed off leaning against a post when I heard the outside door roll open. Hatsumomo would be very angry if she found me sleeping, so I tried my best to look alert, but when the interior door opened, I was surprised to see a man wearing a traditional loose-fitting workman's jacket tied shut at the hip and a pair of peasant trousers, though he didn't look at all like a workman or a peasant. His hair was oiled back in a very modern manner, and he wore a closely trimmed beard that gave him the air of an intellectual. He leaned down and took my head in his hands to look me square in the face.